might be a little rough here. I'm going through town. Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. And I got into this entire hobby almost as a, I don't want to say joke, that sounds derogatory, but it was kind of like a bet. I had a buddy of mine who's a cop, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, all these cops, they try to get their ham license, and they fail because the test is so hard. I'm like, there's no way it's that hard. So just to, out of spite, basically, went and got my tech, and I bought an FD60, and I started screwing around with it. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is cool. This is useful. There's a lot of stuff I can actually play with and do here. And amateur radio applies to a lot of other things, too. Like, you can, I'm allowed to use more transmit power for flying drones and things like that. And there's plenty of other things that I haven't even looked at. And you talked about SGR. I've got a Hack RF that I hook up to my computer, and I just kind of screw around and look at all the different radio waves and the RF in the area. It's kind of fascinating. It's intriguing. There's always something to learn and do. That's why I like it. I'm not huge on necessarily the radio part other than my commute time, but I do like having those tools. That's why I like these wideband receive radios.